You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen. A report showing falling test scores in the Aspen School District has brought up concerns regarding local academics. Reporter Allison Bektesh covers the school system and is here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Carolyn.
You had a story this week about the District Accountability Committee report that was given to the Aspen School Board that shows a decline in state testing scores. What tests are we looking at when we say the scores are dropping?
That was one of the most nuanced aspects of the report from that accountability committee. They looked at trends since 2010. Those who have been involved with the school system have heard all kinds of alphabet soup about testing since then. The PARC, the TCAP, PSAT, ACT. The problem is that because those tests keep changing, it's really hard to get an actual comparison year in and year out.
So if the tests keep changing all the time, can we really base our evaluations on that?
Well, it's what the state uses to base its evaluations. Depending on those rankings, we could get sanctioned or even schools closed based on those. So we have to at least pay attention. Also, some additional information about what's going on in our schools comes up through that. The accreditation score is based on three aspects, and one of those is how many students we send on to post-secondary education. Aspen does fantastic in that, and that's really kind of bailed out our academic growth scores. We also see in the breakdown of the testing that our minority students are falling behind. That could mean race, but also free and reduced lunch students and those with special needs. They're doing worse than the student body as a whole, but they're also doing worse than their peer groups throughout the state. So these accreditation rankings do work well to open up some other questions. I should say that 2017 numbers are just now being released. Some high points include increased participation in international baccalaureate testing and some great marks on those tests. So I'll put a link to those results on our website.
So there are three seats on the school board up for election this fall. How does any of this relate to the voters who will be casting their ballots?
Well, of course, this is a public institution. So Pickens County, Aspen, and Snowmass Village all chip in through taxes. So if you just want to know that public dollars are being well spent, a majority of them go to the school, and that's reason enough to be invested in the election. Most of those are property taxes, but a portion of sales tax also goes to the schools. So it just leads to the cost of living in our valley. It's also the community in our valley. Many local families move to Aspen and become local families because of the reputation of the academics in our school system. And of course, the staff and teachers become long-term locals. I think the five candidates all respect each other and get along, but they have different philosophies regarding the education of our youth. And different combinations of those representatives truly could have an impact on the education here. So as with any election, I encourage those within the district to do their research and show up.
That was reporter Allison Bektesh. She's working on an in-depth series on the Aspen School District. You can catch this week's report along with future stories online at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Carolyn Zachariasen, and you're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.